This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, I'm Lewis from the DVCC, and welcome to the weekly DVCC TV show, where we can inform you on things that are happening at the DVCC, update you with some amazing results our clients are achieving, and answer questions about health, fitness, and nutrition for building muscle and losing body fat. So, if you do have any questions regarding losing body fat and increasing your muscle, then please leave them in the comment section below, and we'll get back to you. So, first things first, check out the amazing results we've had this last week at the DVCC. Great work from Suzanne, that's a fantastic start to your transformation. David continues to bring his body fat down, which is a fantastic effort, only 16.6% now. And what an achievement from Katrina, absolutely dominating her transformation. And another amazing 5-week transformation from Rachel, well done. So today we have a question from Mark. How much sleep should I be getting for weight loss? It's a very good question. Now sleep is important for many hormonal reasons. Number one, you're going to increase your growth hormone while you're asleep, which happens after about 90 minutes of good sleep. The reason you want to increase your growth hormone is more muscle mass, means a faster metabolism, therefore you're going to burn calories at a faster rate while you're doing nothing, watching TV, therefore your body fat will lower. It also increases or regulates your leptin levels and your ghrelin levels, which are the hormones that are in charge of your appetite, how hungry you get, and how fast your metabolism is. The more regulated those hormones are, the better you're going to be in terms of losing body fat. It also improves your memory and reaction times, meaning you'll be better functioning at work and through day-to-day life, and you'll be able to give a little bit extra in the sessions. Be careful not to sleep too much though, as oversleeping has been linked to obesity. So optimally, you'd like to be able to get 7 to 9 hours of sleep every single night. So our question to you this week is, how many hours of sleep are you getting every night? Thank you very much for watching. As always, if you have any questions, please leave them in the comment section below. And this is Lewis at the DVCC. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening. Head over to the DVCC.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.